20,000 feet. This is the level of current job responsibilities. What are the hats you wear? Professionally, this would relate to your current position and work. Personally, it would include the roles you've taken on in your family and your community, and of course, with yourself as a functioning person. You may have some of these roles already defined and written out. If you've recently taken a new position and there's an agreement or contract about your areas of responsibility, that would certainly be a good start. If you've done any kind of personal goal setting and values clarifying exercises in the past and still have any materials you created then, add those to the mix. Next, I recommend that you make and keep a list called Areas of Focus. You might like to separate this into professional and personal sublists, in which case you'll want to use them both equally for a consistent review. This is one of the most useful checklists you can create for your own self-management. It won't require the kind of once-a-week recalibration that the projects list will. More likely, it will have meaning on a longer recursion cycle. Depending on the speed of change in some of the more important areas of your life and work, this should be used as a trigger for potential new projects every 1 to 3 months. You probably have somewhere between 4 and 7 key areas of responsibility in your work, and a similar number personally. Your job may include things like staff development, systems design, long-range planning, administrative support, marketing, and scheduling, or responsibility for facilities, fulfillment, quality control, asset management, and so on. If you're your own business, your attention will be on many more areas than if you have a very specialized function in a large organization. The rest of your life might entail areas of focus such as parenting, partnering, church, health, community service, home management, financial management, self-development, creative expression, and so forth. The operational purpose of the areas of focus list is to ensure that you have all your projects and next actions defined so you can manage your responsibilities appropriately. If you were to create an accounting of those and evaluate them objectively, in terms of what you're doing and should be doing, you'll undoubtedly uncover projects you need to add to your projects list. You may, in reviewing the list, decide that some areas are just fine and are being taken care of. Then again, you may realize that something has been bugging you in one area and that a project should be created to shore it up. Areas of focus is really just a more abstract and refined version of the triggers list we covered earlier. Every client I've coached in the last 20 years has uncovered at least one important gap at this level of discussion. For instance, a common hat a manager or executive wears is staff development. Upon reflection, most realize they need to add a project or two in that area, such as upgrade our performance review process. A discussion of priorities would have to incorporate all of these levels of current agreements between yourself and others. If you get this job description checklist in play and keep it current, you'll probably be more relaxed and in control than most people in our culture. It will certainly go a long way toward moving you from hope to trust as you make the necessary on-the-run choices about what to do.